Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 212, Behind the Business Miracles Curtain, part two. In this episode, we continue where we left off in our last episode, sharing a peek behind the Business Miracles Curtain. Join me and longtime coach team member Lorna as we dive into the evolution of our weekly training roundtables, a program element of the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program, and how the real-time support of these sessions complement our extensive library of track trainings, another element of the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program. You'll hear how through my own use of intuitive discernment, these live weekly calls evolved out of the 2020 pandemic to help counter the HSP tendency to isolate and overanalyze, and why they've become a vital source of connection, clarity, and aligned action. We also explore the recent up-leveling of our curriculum, including our HSP success track and marketing leadership track, which are foundational resources that provide HSPs with the inner and outer tools to support sustainable success at every level of business and leadership. And if you're interested in receiving real-time support on this topic, directly connected to marketing as an HSP in business, be sure to register for our May 29th, 2025 free intro class. You'll find the link to do so in the show notes resource list. And I can't wait to connect with you live as part of that intro class. Okay, here we go. Let's dive in.
Talk about recent developments with the training tracks in the last couple of years. But before we do that, question about another training feature of the programs that's been here since I first joined 15 years ago. And that is the live weekly calls, or now they're live weekly Zoom sessions with you and with the coaches. So, I mean, that includes this one that we're on right now, right? But I have a few questions. I'm just going to lay them all out there and then you can answer. So how is the training that happens on live weekly sessions different from the recorded trainings in our training tracks? Why do we have these weekly sessions if there are already 25 or more trainings in each of the training tracks? And we'll come around to about like how to put it all together in a minute, but for now, how are they the same or different?
Such a valuable program element to re-return to and emphasize as often as possible. So the weekly training roundtables, such as the one that we're on right now, this particular format came out as a result or came about as a result of the 2020 pandemic. So our live weekly training roundtables are focused on the way to take action optimally as an HSP in business and leadership. These weekly training roundtables are focused specifically on aspects of HSP behavior. The curriculum track trainings are the what actions to take from both an inner and an outer perspective. So the way they fit together is I work with a track training and a track training transformation assignment, because that's telling me what action to take, how to create my program guide, how to effectively attend a networking event, how to hire or fire team. And then the weekly training roundtable is like the icing on top of the track training. It's a reminder of the way to take those actions because you are a highly sensitive person. The reason why we have these weekly connections is to counteract that HSP shadow tendency that I spoke to earlier, which is to isolate and to try to ingest as much information as possible in isolation without taking action. So these weekly training roundtables are kind of like a wake up, right? Or the weekly plug-in. It's like a reminder, I'm not alone. There's an entire community here of HSPs committed to empowerment through business and leadership. I'm not the only one who's up against these particular struggles. I have the opportunity to hear from other people, other HSPs in business and leadership. I have the opportunity to ask questions. And then I can go back to working with my track trainings and taking the daily and weekly actions that I need to take in my business. And as was just highlighted a few weeks ago on a weekly training roundtable, if nothing else, these weekly training roundtables are a place to remember that you are a highly sensitive person. Because literally there were members who spoke up a few weeks ago and was like, I often forget I'm a highly sensitive person, which is easy to do when you're out there in the world. And 80% of the population is not highly sensitive. And it can be so easy to get caught up being like, well, I should do things the way that my non-highly sensitive partner is doing them. I should be doing things the way my non-highly sensitive siblings are doing them. I should be doing things the way that my non-highly sensitive friends are doing them. Neighbor, fill in the blank. I'm like, oh, right. I am different. And so I am meant to be taking action in a different way. Weekly training roundtable, the way. Track training, the what.
So well said. And I also want to add, like, as part of the drawing back the curtain on how we do this, is for these weekly Zoom sessions, these roundtables, we are looking at what's happening in the world right now that might be impacting us and our businesses, especially as highly sensitive. So even if we're taking a 10-year-old training that is so valuable, but like, what does it mean to implement it today?
Thank you so much for highlighting that part. Yes, that connects back to this format coming out of the 2020 pandemic, because as a team, we saw there was so much that was changing so quickly. We needed to have a way and a place to stay relevant and stay in real time. And that has not stopped in the last 5 years.
It hasn't. So let's talk about the most recent up levels we've created, like in 2024 and 2025. And then hopefully we'll have time. We'll get to some questions we've been getting about how to optimize the wealth of all the training. So first, we as a Business Miracles team do an annual assessment of the curriculum to make sure it continues to meet our standards of excellence and the current needs of the community. And I mean, we're already working on our 2026 curriculum, so we are on it. And as we were assessing and preparing last year's tracks for 2024, we decided to make a change and to make the marketing leadership track available to all community members, not just the foundation members or members who assessed into it, who are in the core training program or the HSL Plus or HSL Plus Plus training program. So what was the reason for the decision to make the marketing leadership track available to everyone?
So I think it would be valuable at this point to talk about the HSP success track as well.
Right.
Which is also available to all members. So we were looking at it as almost like the foundational pool to be able to dip back into at any time. So the HSP success track is that inner pool, and the marketing track is the outer pool.
Oh, wait, just stop there, because that is so pithy and like brilliant. And then can I say, like Heather likes to say, I think everyone should think about writing that down.
So the HSP success track is like the inner pool that you can dip into at any time. And the marketing track is the outer pool that you can dip into at any time. And for some members, and especially our foundation members, that's enough because that is where you start. For other members who have moved up the highly sensitive leadership training spiral, then you have, say, perhaps assessed into the professional leadership track. So you have the professional leadership track as like the main pool that you're swimming in, you're doing your laps. But then every once in a while, you're like, all right, I need to take a break from doing these laps and I need to dip back into the HSP success track because I'm finding myself going into my coping mechanism. I'm finding myself once again having difficulty with my relationship with time. Or I'm at this next level working with this professional leadership track, but I want to actually be able to take something foundational from marketing and apply it to this next level. Because you know what? My ideal client has changed. I actually just did this with one of our over 10-year seasoned members, HSL Plus member, Stephanie Bonte LeBaire. I'm like, I think we need to return to the ideal client, right? Because her business has shifted, right? And it's in process of shifting. It's like, wait a minute, let's get clear again on who is the ideal client now. So then that's the marketing, the outer pool to dip back into, which she was like easily able to do, easily able to get it, easily able to have an insight, easily able to implement. And I believe she filled her live event between when I recommended that training, working on that training, and then implementing, right? She just got clear, like who's supposed to be in the room.
Love that. And I have to say with the HSP success track, which we just added in this year, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's such a service to our community members to see this amazing, unique body of knowledge, really, that you have created and provided training for over the last few years, and like to have it all organized in this way, in one track, the inner, right? It's such a value added for the program. And honestly, I don't think it's fully appreciated yet. So I just want to give a shout out there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and just, I'm thinking here, what lucky members, because we have this immense library of material and all the support you need to help you know where to go right now for what's going on in your business and your life. And when I started, there were 12 trainings. So cool to watch it grow and just really up level. But Heather, in spite of this bountiful abundance of trainings, if we're not careful about how we approach it as highly sensitive, it really can trigger some shadows. And two that I especially see are overwhelm. We already spoken to this, but like that's a freaking lot of trainings. Or analysis paralysis. I don't know where to start. So again, we've spoken to some of that, but there's also the opposite, which is like judgment of others, which is one of our HSP shadows that we've identified, right? That tendency to judge others or to judge even the highly sensitive leadership training program. And that's coming from a FOMO, fear of missing out. Like, because there are 8 tracks And I only have three of them. I don't have every single training and every single track. So I guess that's actually three pretty common shadows. But is there anything else you want to add in terms of what's a helpful way or an easy way for members to look at it if they're feeling overwhelmed or analysis paralysis about the trainings? Or like, I know Ennis was asking you about this last week, like how to work with all the tracks and the weekly training roundtables. Like, what do we do?
So again, it goes back to utilizing the program and the abundance of trainings that are available as a way to practice intuitive discernment and to practice asking for support. So as I was listening to you, I was like, once upon a time, there was this building in almost every town and city, at least across the United States. It was a magical building. It was called the library. And you could walk into the library and there would be an abundance of books, often floors and floors of books. And yet there was never anyone who walked in and thought, I have to read all of these books right now. Instead, there was a catalog that helped direct you when you needed certain support with a certain subject, such as the layout of the track trainings in your online learning center. And then there was also this magical being within this magical building. And he or she was called the librarian. And you could go up to the librarian and you could ask that person at any time, I need help with this. I'm looking for this. Can you help me know where to find it? And lo and behold, support was provided and you were guided to exactly what you needed in the exact section of the magical building, such as an entire coach team, such as a mentor, such as even member care support, to guide you to exactly what you need when you need it. But never once did I walk into that magical building of the library and just think, I need help. And then suddenly the librarian would come over and tell me exactly what I needed. I actually had to use my words. I actually had to ask. It's a really powerful skill. It's being lost. But I'm sure I'm not the only HSP who felt like the library was the safe place. So we all know the value. And this is an opportunity to put that same type of core practice to work. Because business, leadership, life, it's constantly going to be changing. You'll never get it all. You'll never get it right. And it will never be done. So instead, learn the art of intuitive discernment and learn the art of the ask. That's going to bring you more success in business, in leadership, and life than any A to Z step-by-step formula or learning approach.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing. It's like the meta version of, like, not only are you learning what's in the trainings, but by learning how to use the trainings intuitively or ask and get help because you're feeling those shadows of confusion or analysis paralysis or fear of missing out. It's like a whole nother level of learning and growing that you can take into other areas beyond the trains, into life, into business workings and dealings. So I think you've answered like all the specific member questions that have been coming forward. Is there anything else you wanted to add here, Heather, in response to questions that you've seen?
Not at this time. Okay. I will reiterate, use working with the track trainings as an art of practicing intuitive discernment, and use working with the track trainings as an art and core practice of asking.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.